Fair One, Tommy Pope, Shane Gillis, and the boys on the couch. Dorian's back. Look at that little.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Look at that. You say it. You say it.
Who are you going to call like him?
Yeah.
What does Dorian look like to me?
Yeah, in between these two.
He's a nice guy. Oh, you're trying to, like, some.
No.
Sort of...
Oh, well.
No, it just looks.
This honestly just looks like
trying
school
to figure
for me.
Out what kind of, like, sandwich.
This looks
we
like
are,
a gay
oh,
porn
no,
sandwich.
Like
Cuban.
Oh, like an Oreo?
A
I wasn't even going to go there.
That was good.
No, it's.
Yeah, that was good.
Oreos. I was going to say middle school hipster.
Man, you're coming in quick.
Yeah.
Why don't you let the show go a little bit, Drew?
No, it's my
is
show.
Is your name
now.
On there? Is your fucking name on there?
Yeah. I probably look like I'm going to gentrify their neighborhood.
Now we're talking. Yeah, you know what? We should do this. We should make the couch.
Gentrify with a taco truck.
There you go. Yeah.
Make the couch earn their keep. There
that's
he
right.
is.
Wow.
It's fucking.
Wow. The Hawkeye parade continues.
Dude, now I feel like we're running
this
an audition
hot.
Room.
God, no, get up here. Where are you going?
Get up here. Oh, yeah. Last time you made me sit back there. Well, last time you weren't
wow.
fucking 3 minutes late.
Wow.
What up?
Jay?
Hey.
What up, pal?
What's up, Poppy?
Anyway, Nate, Dorian.
What's up, Poppy?
Hi.
Big boy. Start over. All
right. So we were just talking about how, right before the show started, me and Tom were talking about how John Rocker was right.
Fuck yeah. Do you remember Rocker?
You remember John Rocker, the pitcher for the Braves? He
yeah.
came out.
I forgot what he said, though.
He said he would never. I think this was back when they were playing the Yankees in the World Series. I think it was Braves-Yankees. I could be wrong. But he was like, I would never. They were like, would you ever play in New York? He's like, I'd fucking retire before I fucking live in New York. Like, what do you mean? He's like, every time I get on the train, and I read this quote, like, yesterday. He was like, there's always some, like, fucking purple-haired weirdo, some fucking queer with AIDS.
Jesus.
So, yeah, he went in on it. And then everybody booed him and shit. But
as you do.
But not you and his pop-up.
Then I moved to New York and got on the subway. I was like, I tell you what.
John Rocker's the first dude you thought of.
Johnny yeah. Rocker was kind of onto something. And he didn't say anything that bad. He's like, you get on the subway and it's fucking gross.
Yeah, it sucks.
And everyone stinks.
Do you
remember? Like, wow.
Queers with AIDS is technically an observation. But
Queers with AIDS.
Delivered it a little.
I mean, he was ahead of his time and being like, that's their fucking, that's what they prefer.
It's also queer. What I called, that's what I,
he was like,
really what?
He was like, they have, that's the Q in LGBTQ. LGBTQ.
Said that
yeah.
These LGBTQs with green hair in the subway, they're like.
But then you watch him sprint out of the dugout.
Oh, dude.
Sprint out of the bullpen.
Just a locomotive of cock.
My dad used to be like, son, get up here.
Look at this.
I remember I would go into the living room and watch John Rocker sprint out of the bullpen, and he'd be like, you learned something from that guy.
Yeah, he became famous because of that sprint. His numbers
like
sucked.
A fucking middle
dude didn't pitcher. He didn't put up. Yeah, he didn't put up anything. He's like, if I make a shtick, if I have a shtick, and he runs out to like, then he was like Metallica or some shit.
Dude, he was a no. That's not force. Him. That's not him. I've seen this. That's newer, I think.
Yeah, this is HD. This Rocker was like early 2000s.
Rocker was, when he was a beast, it was like late 98, 99 Braves.
Yeah, like playoff Braves.
But that's, I mean, you get the gist.
Is this the farm system Rocker?
Out.
Or are they just, they're mocking him?
Does he have a stroke at the end of it?
Look at this fat shit. It looks like you forgot a dollar to get a hot dog. Look at his tits. That's not him. That's not him. He's just
know.
No, that's an ode to Rocker. That was a that's a
I would fucking pay. I mean, they made Eastbound and Down.
No, he should be.
They made Eastbound and Down. That was John Rocker.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he's not dead. I was sending Shane pics earlier today about the '93 Phillies with fucking Dykstra and Kruk.
One of them
Dalton.
Was on fucking was sitting right here yesterday.
Who? A '93 Philly?
I think.
No.
Dude, wasn't Dykstra on Kumia yesterday?
Today.
Fucking Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah. Was sitting right here yesterday.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you fucking... I would have camped out.
He was having beers.
Oh, I would have let him spit tobacco in my fucking mouth. I love that ape. That guy's such a piece of shit.
When I was
in
Little League...
a great
way. When I was in Little League, I wrote Lenny on the inside of my... on my mitt.
Lee.
On my fucking
like
glove,
dude.
I had fucking Lenny.
You're a catcher?
Dude. No, I was just fat. Oh. But yes, I was a catcher. I was a first baseman catcher.
Lenny didn't
all the
play
fat
catch.
Guy positions.
The slow left-handed fat guys.
Yeah.
Also, just go. You don't.
Sick. First base.
Yes.
You're not fat.
You're built like a first baseman or a right fielder
Stretch.
Or a rocker.
Yeah.
You're tall as shit.
Yeah, I just didn't have a dad to guide me down the pitch.
You didn't have a dad?
Well, I technically have a dad, but he wouldn't show up some Saturday mornings, if you know what I mean.
Dude, that's
say, yeah, that makes sense. No wonder you're a photographer. You have no dad to be like, put the camera down.
Yeah, take that earring out of your ear.
Why don't you do me a favor?
Oh, no, he had a problem with the earring.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, definitely called me a faggot when I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, so you had a good dad.
Yeah.
We're fine now.
You remind me like a Randy Johnson.
That's like definitely more of my
speed. Heat, dude.
Just killed a pigeon, man.
From all up here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's all length.
A lot of tension.
Not even strong.
Yeah.
It's just momentum and leverage.
I met so Burke goes like this. Burke goes, you want to go to the Eagles game? You want the Eagles play the Giants? And I was like, fuck yeah, that'd be great. And so I wear, you know, mostly black, and I have a green shirt underneath because I'm like just trying to show a little bit of balls. And he's like, well, here's the turn. I have to see my father for the first time. I haven't spoken to him in how many years?
Yeah, about 18 at that point.
18. No. 18 years. He didn't talk to his fucking dad for 18 years. Like, you want to go to a game? We're going to tailgate with my dad, my sister, and my brother.
Who I never met, really, my brother.
Never met his brother.
Well, as a baby, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And his brother.
Bore witness to this.
Yeah, dude. And he just acted like, yeah, we're just going to go hang out, fucking drink a couple beers, watch a good football game. I went to a family reunion of a dysfunctional pickup truck family. It was fucking wonderful.
What?
Yeah, and we got slammed.
Which game
early
was it?
Too. Giants, as early, it was like.
Last year.
Game eight. It was two years ago.
Last season?
2 years ago.
Not the one that just ended.
The one where the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. We lost that game.
You lost that game, though.
In the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
How's your relationship with your dad now?
Pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Yeah. It recovered from that. I think Tommy kind of brought
it. Yeah, actually,
together.
It was all me, dude.
Yeah, he was the glue that
he's like, man, he's got friends that are friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Tommy helped?
Yeah, dude, we did shotguns. We did fucking. We did.
You know, I've been shotgunning beers lately.
Me, you, and your sister. And your sister smoked that shotgun.
Yeah.
His brother looks like an action figure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A baseball player.
Yeah, he looks like a baseball player. He walks and you know.
He almost beat up some old guys at another game that were like yelling at my dad for smoking cigars. My dad was smoking the cigar up until you handed the ticket. Like crowds of people. Just
like an asshole. That's an asshole thing to do.
Yeah. These other older guys were upset about it.
Yes.
My brother was just right there.
At a game?
At a ball game? Yeah. When it's not the 1950s?
At a game?
Yeah. If Babe Ruth isn't the star.
Stogie, dude.
I think so.
I support your dad, dude. Yeah. You can do fucking anything in line.
Stogie's
you can do anything in there. You should be able to do anything.
Period.
I'm a libertarian.
End of sentence.
just like how many?
I'm running 2020.
You're getting close to the turnstile. Like, you got your ticket? Here.
Yeah. Get one off before you get in there.
Yeah. Your shirt's over it. Who's the wiser?
Your shirt's over. Exactly right. Yeah. And then you finish in your own mouth.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, guys.
It's been a few days. I didn't.
What a dream scenario.
He spits it out his jizz cup.
Let's go ahead and see the Mets.
Fucking Dykstra. What did he talk about? His like bankruptcy and all
didn't
that.
He talk
stuff?
About like UFO. Isn't he a UFO guy? He was right. Or am I thinking of?
No, he has like five bankrupt car washes, and he's a fucking.
Is Dykstra the maniac?
He used to put a whole.
Yeah.
A whole chaw in whatever the fuck, the bag of.
Yeah.
Yeah. His whole mouth.
Big mouth.
Yeah. Big fucking mouth. Big and he was roided up as fuck. He just looked like a little, like a fullback. And he would speed around the fucking bases.
Is he a worse
try and fight everyone.
Than Chase Utley, who's a worse person?
That's, first of all, both Chase
elite
Utley
humans.
Is unbelievable.
They're both elite humans.
I know what you're doing. And it worked. And it fucking worked. It really fired me up instantly.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
It's
I got
funny. The Phillies had we were talking about that team because we were excited about the Phillies earlier today. He and I were texting about how cool the Phillies.
Because of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper.
Not just Bryce Harper. Not just Bryce Harper. But yes,
but he's the energy though.
Yeah, he is.
It's nice to have that energy of fuck everybody else and suck our dicks.
You see what he did in Washington when he put his arms up? He was like, ooh, and the whole crowd was like, ooh,
yeah,
God,
it's pretty sick.
I watched that 8 times.
Yeah, that bat flip after that home run last night.
Dude, suck bird.
Fucking get the fuck out of here, you pussies, dude. Stop.
And that's the shit that you should get hit the next pitch. Yeah. You get up, you should get fucking smoked.
A hard bat flip like that?
Yeah. He did one of those, like a fucking baton.
Get this shit out of my
fucking sixth grade
face.
Baton.
Manny was the best at that, though.
Yeah, Manny was standing a real cocksucker.
10 seconds on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once he went to Boston, that was it. I couldn't even look at him anymore.
Well, we're world champions, so it doesn't matter.
Sweet. Who do you like?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Ask him what else he is.
Patriots?
Knicks and Giants.
Yeah, whatever
Knicks
he wants.
Bag.
Yeah, whatever he wants.
Connecticut.
Mm. Whatever he wants.
Oh, I see. All right.
Connecticut. That's you know, nowhere else.
It is nowhere
throw
else.
Throw the Cowboys in there, too. Why don't you really get me fucking worked up?
What's going on that couch? What are you guys, minorities?
Yeah.
You fucking idiots.
No, don't fucking start
dude,
that
you
shit.
Fucking idiot.
No, don't peek bro. Around idiot the car be an idiot. Yeah. You were just waiting with your big stupid face to come in hot like that. I knew it was coming.
Shut up.
Nah. How are you guys? We started asking what's going on, an update.
Whose fucking dork phone, was that? Whose dork phone was that?
Woo!
Damn dork lady.
Is it Lauren? Lauren. Hi, how are you?
Lauren, you can sit there and talk into the mic. Don't let these minorities trick you.
Yeah, dude, get in that hot seat.
They tell you you weren't allowed to talk?
No. Just leave your wallet over there, though.
Yeah, there we go, the booth.
Drew, yeah. Coming in at an appropriate time, 12 minutes into the fucking cast. Why don't you pump the brakes, pal?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
This thing's off to a rocky start. You're sober tonight, huh?
Yeah, Burke is very calm.
Burke's very sober.
So calm.
I've literally never seen you like this.
I ripped
in my
the pan a bunch on the walk over.
Oh, that's right. Burke is a fucking tornado of party. And I fucking love it.
Yeah, I've hung out with these two and
yeah, you get secondhand coke when you
yeah.
Like just from talking so close, you're like, I feel like
yeah, you too. You're just hot that's guys. Nice. Just hot guys partying.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
I'll be honest, it bothers the fuck out of me. It's fun to be around.
Honestly, it was almost a TV show.
I was there. I was there for the pilot. Right there, yeah.
From here.
Last time I saw you, I'm like, wow, you're going great fast too. And it was like, nah, it's just old coke.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get it out of my head.
I'm falling asleep on a fucking Irish pub.
Man. Just two hot guys.
We had the other Irish perk in here a couple episodes ago.
How'd he do?
He sucked, dude. He was an Irish fucking hot guy that acted like a fucking gay bitch.
No, he's not a hot guy.
He had the attitude of one.
Well, he was fucked up. He was trying to stand upright. The dude had
like
40 drinks before 3 p.m. I was like,
last time, wow, letting foreigners onto the show.
Back to your potato famine, huh?
Exactly right, dude. My people broke out of that shithole country and came to the greatest country in the world.
Yeah,
built it, and now we're here. Me? Look at me. I definitely did a ton of hard work.
Yeah.
A ton of hard work. All of the hard work.
Yeah, man. I did all work.
Your grandfather was one of those guys sitting on that beam, eating lunch.
For sure.
Building this city.
Without a doubt.
Swinging up there. Then he fell.
After he came in my grandma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. It was that morning.
Dropped that off.
He just missed it. You almost.
Next gen. I'm going to go fall off a fucking beam.
That's why they're all called Gen. Ooh.
Wow, that is heavy.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I wish there was a rocker run through the wall, just cruise out in the other room. Anyway, Jay, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know how high you are right now, but.
Not that high.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you building a tolerance? Because you smoke a lot now.
Well, I've been doing a lot more CBD, which is just a little more mellow by nature.
That's more fun.
Yeah.
It just dumbs your,
like, panicky. I don't get it.
That's what I, yeah.
I'm prone to panic attacks.
Me too. Yeah.
30 years of smoking weed, and you still do it, even though you know you're going to melt down.
Well, why can't, so what's, again, I ask this every fucking time. Okay. I know I've already bothered him. What can you give me to avoid the anxiety and the panic without the high?
Yeah, what's in my pocket?
Nothing,
CBD.
Right?
No, CBD.
Nothing that's
going
to ever help him.
That's, you know, well.
Come on.
Klonopin.
Klonopin's great.
Yeah.
Klonopin is really good.
Just booze. Just blackout.
No, because that fucks up your next day. Klonopin's wonderful. You take a Klonopin with half the booze, you're fine. But they're expensive.
Yeah. They feel great, though. It's unbelievable.
10 milligrams?
10. One. No. 10?
Oh, I don't know.
Jesus. It's a horse tranquilizer.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
1 milligram.
One.
One's the little yellow guy, right?
Yeah. Your color changes depending on the pharmacy. Yeah.
No, the camera didn't pick up that wink. No.
I winked at Shane.
I didn't even pick that up.
It sucks.
Why does this show suck?
I don't know.
I think
this
it's
episode
great.
Suck?
Yeah, so
does
far.
Suck? Does this suck so far?
So far, Drew, that's probably why he's been talking the whole goddamn time.
Can't
fucking
all
sucks.
Be in the top 36.
Get out of there.
Really? In case?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Shout out to the fucking dude from Colorado.
Oh, Brady. I thought he was coming in with a gift.
Brady
the
fucking.
The whole squad.
That's nice.
Oh, by the way, this was the gift.
Just Peach a nice
log
skull.
Of, just a log of skull for the.
Fucking Dykstra would be so boy. Upset. Dykstra
that's
would fight you on site
yeah,
if you saw that shit.
Five tens. That product can cause mouth cancer.
He don't care.
Can it? I don't think it can.
Put that to a test.
I have a cousin that is firmly like, that's all bullshit. Dips every day. He's like, nah, it's bullshit.
What's he dip?
Mint. Mint. He's a mint guy.
Skull.
Yeah, mint skull.
Does he have a hole?
It's still legit tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Frankie. I think we've talked about him. He's like a 46-year-old fucking monster. He lifts every day and he's retarded.
I can.
Wow.
Yeah. And he'll bring it.
Huh?
He'll bring in like an empty iced tea jug to like a Christmas party, and just dip the whole fucking time
into a jug.
Yes, at like a nice like people wearing khakis.
Is he your mom's or father's?
Dad's. He's
your dad's brother.
Yeah.
And your father.
I'm like the handsome Gillis.
Your father.
Oh, that's terrible
dad,
genetic.
Just like your dad, by the way.
Woo.
Just like your pop.
Yeah.
So he'll let his brother come into a family party during a holiday.
It's my dad's nephew. My dad's the youngest brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So his, the oldest, so Frankie's my cousin. He's 40. He's like late 40s.
Is he legit fucked
Actually,
up in the head?
I think he's 50.
Is he like,
yeah, he's fucked up.
Oh,
he's
okay.
a maniac.
That's why no one stops him.
He fights. There was one moment a few years ago where we were all in the living room, I think opening gifts, and he was laying on the couch. He was laying.
Yes,
which is subtly, like if you yeah. describe it, it's not that crazy.
Power
you're
move,
in
dude.
A room.
It's a John Rocker
where
move.
People are standing, yeah. and you're laying on the couch.
Yeah, dude.
I've never seen him wear pants.
It's like the guy in the subway.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Rush
except
hours.
Except yeah. everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Except everyone in the room's like, I Frank's lying.
He's just watching TV.
Frankie's lying.
Was he just trying to incite like
No. That's he thought that was normal. There was no intention behind it.
Is it Asperger's or is he just like completely
It could be Asperger's. Dull. It could be Asperger's. He goes to every single Notre Dame game.
Yeah, that's close.
Drives out night up from Harrisburg. Yo, he'll drive out.
How long is that?
That's a fucking 11-hour drive.
What? Well, he's got a license, so it's not that
he'll
bad.
Nail it. And then during the game, live. During a live game, you can turn to him and be like, how many yards does Julius Jones
and
have?
He's like, raspberries are better than strawberries.
No, he'll literally be like, he's on, that was his eighth carry. He's at 26 yards.
Oh, that's Asperger's, yeah.
Yeah, he's got Asperger's.
So he's quietly brilliant.
He's really smart, but he's a lunatic. He fights people. Kinda, yeah. He spazzes out and fights people.
Is he a big kid like the rest of you?
He's a big man.
How's he at blackjack?
Not good. He's not that type. Oh. No, he's good at...
What are you, in the market?
I'm always in the market for my own.
Trying to hire a fucking...
You're going to bring Frankie Gillis up to fucking New York? That was
this guy? It's my friend. He's like, I don't know you.
Yo, if you thought John Rocker was bad in New York, do not bring Frank Gillis up. Oh, he would hate that couch. Oh, he would be fired up. But yeah.
Frank Gillis.
Has your pop ever been in New York?
I went to New York once when my sister lived here. My sister Katie lived here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she lived here for like a couple years. And I went with him to move my sister into her new apartment in Brooklyn. And so he's driving a fucking U-Haul, which that sucks.
Pissed already.
Already.
He's furious.
Already.
He's driving through. And this, I'll never forget it, this like New York hunchback freak crossed
Marty?
The front of the car. And he was like, these goddamn creatures.
Oh, my God.
He was just furious that he was in New York. And yeah, then it was August and we moved my sister out. And like
it's the worst month.
Oh, God.
It was August in Brooklyn, and we're carrying fucking. She lived on the third floor. We're carrying couches and shit up, and there was a fucking Muslim butcher shop right next door that was literally bringing in shopping carts filled with skinned goats.
Yeah, yeah,
and just blood filling the streets.
Yeah,
right next to the U-Haul. It was fucking insane.
How'd your dad feel about that?
That's what you're saying.
Not good. Not good. And I think this was post 9/11. We were unhappy. Me and my dad were fired up. We love. There's two things we love, and it's skull and freedom.
Your dad's horn was just a bugle.
Can you swap out this U-Haul? U-Haul. I need a new horn in here. I'm going to New York. My daughter lives next to these Muslims.
You got the Duke's Hazzard. War. What was that?
I got them all wrong. Yeah. Used the first
that was the one. Yeah. Use taps. And
use taps and the...
Taps.
And the...
Taps. I've cried to taps. Any pussies ever cry to taps?
I think you said that wrong, but no.
I was laying in bed at West Point like, I got to get out of here. And then going to sleep at night, they play taps. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
You weren't crying because you're not...
No, taps was just for fallen soldiers. No,
no.
They played at night at West at night at West Point when they take the flag down. No, every night.
Every night, take the flag down.
Yeah, you gotta take the flag.
That's when your uncle gets up and heads out to fucking Notre Dame.
My uncle gets up and he's like, "We got Rutgers tomorrow."
He waits for the game. The flag to go down. Takes a Subaru, fucking 11 hours.
Is that crazy?
Drive by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have played that in the first 3 minutes of this show when you open your mouth.
It wasn't entirely dead yet, though.
That's it, Drew. You fucking fire back, dude. Damn.
All right, Drew, bro.
Shane, did you ever tell the story about you and the cats?
Oh, my dad with the cats?
I thought
or
it was
me with the dead cat?
You with the dead cat.
Oh, yeah, I never told that. Yeah, the old cat man, robe guy story. Robe guy. All right. This is a good one. Wow, how the fuck have I never told this? This is one of my finest works.
Wow. Tell the fucking story.
All right.
Hell yeah, Jay.
I'm going to fucking rip that shirt right off you.
Please.
That's a nice shirt.
Those buttons off, dude.
That's a fucking,
you know what I figured out today?
That's a Boatman
it's
shirt.
Alan's shirt.
Did you get it? You got
a thrift store?
No, Alan?
Yeah, yeah. Thrift store. Where at?
Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
Goodwill.
That's like a legit, probably a boater, if you will.
Yeah. And Alan in this shirt?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Boatman alone. Always stood up on that paddleboard date. Spinning in circles.
Hell yeah.
I pressed my shirt. Robo. Scoop over.
It's raining again.
Yeah. Oh, Alan, yeah,
goddamn raining again.
One.
Well.
It's a scoot. It's a scoot.
That's wonderful. So the cat story. So this is when I was nice and good and depressed at Elon. You ever been depressed?
Yeah. You ever been to Elon?
Yeah. So anyway, I was like real fucked up. I was drinking like a. It was right when I quit football, so I kept all my eating and drinking habits of a massive offensive lineman.
Burning calories.
And stopped leaving the house.
Yeah, right.
So I would eat like McDonald's and drink a case of Natty Light every day.
Oh yeah,
like a case. I was like 300 fucking 20 pounds.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude.
Big dog,
that's
dude.
Big.
And my friend played lacrosse, and he was at practice. And when he was coming home, I found a dead cat in the street. It's pretty exciting when you're a fat guy that stopped going to class and you're blacked out every day. So I found a dead cat and I put it on his car and I was like,
"Let's eat it."
Yeah. That's what I was waiting for.
No, I found a dead cat, put it on his car, and when he came home from practice, and I was like, "There's that cat. There's a cat on the hood of your car. That thing is not going anywhere. You better get it off." And he walked out. I was hoping he would like try to hit it with his lacrosse stick. He was just like, "You put a dead cat on my truck?" I was like, "Pranked." And he was like,
"Fell down."
He was like, "That better be off my fucking car in the morning." And at this point in my life, I was only wearing a robe. I was wearing my West Point robe. I was wearing a gray, extremely nice West Point robe, just failing miserably. And so the next morning, I woke up still drunk to try to get the cat to the dumpster down the street. And it was a Sunday morning, and I was driving it.
Wait, why? I'm sorry.
What's this?
Continue. I don't.
No, ask a question.
So why were you? So I guess like emotionally, you were like, I need to take this cat to a burial ground.
Well, no, he was like, that better be off my fucking truck.
Why wouldn't you?
Why'd you put it on the truck in the first place?
I put it on the truck to be like, hey, there's a cat on your truck.
To be funny.
To be like, you better try to scare it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just roadkill.
Hilarious. Yeah. And then
it
he's
might
like,
actually not have been a cat.
It could be a possum or something.
It literally was most likely a raccoon.
Yeah, so to Jay's point, like, why don't you just like fucking take a piece of, old pizza box.
There was a dumpster so in our neighborhood. I was going to throw it in the dumpster.
It's roadkill.
I know, but you don't throw it. We lived in a fucking like suburban neighborhood. I don't know.
You picked up this dead thing with what? Your hands?
No, we had shovels.
Okay.
Also strange.
Yeah, I was blacked out. I was.
So you're in a robe.
Blacked out in a robe.
Carrying a dead cat in a shovel.
Put it
you're like
on my
this has to
truck.
Go in a dumpster.
No, in the morning I was gonna just drive it to the dumpster.
Slamming the brakes.
So I didn't have to. And I was just gonna flip it over.
Reverse it and flop the hood.
I don't understand what's bad about this. I was gonna
flip
it into
the
dumpster.
It's very strange. It's not bad at all.
Flip it into the dumpster. There was a dumpster literally in a cul-de-sac at the end of our street.
Okay.
There was one turn I had to make. So I was driving this truck, and when I made the turn, the cat fell off into this yard. And it was.
You didn't think that was going to happen, though.
Didn't expect that. I was, again.
Shane, you're a bright kid. Come on.
No, I wasn't.
Wasn't?
No, I was fucking
you picked
hammered.
Up all this
I was
drink?
Hammered. I was literally black. I was wearing a fucking robe.
All right.
I was wearing a robe for like 3 months. And I took a right, cat slides off, and into a fucking yard, like on the curb of a family's yard. And they were just getting back from church. It was in the morning, and it was a family.
They were outside.
They were outside. And I got out of the truck.
In a robe.
In a robe. Picked this.
You're like, it's okay. I play football for the military.
Yeah. I was like, you guys remember 9/11? I'm one of the guys fighting it. Picked up the cat, threw it back on the hood. I was like, see you guys. But a bunch of the fur from when I picked it up had gotten on like my hands.
Oh my
god.
I was like, see you guys. Yeah, I felt so embarrassed that like this family
no,
they were
just
kids.
Speed up and leave.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, yes.
You're like, get off my hood and you act like obviously, the cat just jumped on it. Yeah.
Obviously, yes. But there was a family in the front yard. Coming home clearly from like church. They were like dressed nice. It was a Sunday morning.
And they're rich, right? It's like a rich cul-de-sac.
It wasn't. We lived in a pretty poor neighborhood. It was like a college house.
Okay.
You just start, you put the window down, you yell, the rapture is coming!
Speed off, and then they go back to church.
Anyway.
So you picked
it. Picked it up, threw the cat back on the hood, carried on my mission. But then like later, I woke up and I was like, God damn. Like the kids ran in the house.
Yeah.
And children ran into the house.
Definitely.
Concerned about what was on your
and
hands.
The parents were like, get in.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I took care of that.
Hands on the steering wheel with.
Yeah, I was a bad person.
Okay.
You went back to your buddies and you were
like, got rid of it.
Got rid of the cat, but he had no idea the cat's fucking dead.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he got back in his truck and was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that guy hated me. He hated me.
Damn.
Anyway,
this is pre hand sanitizer days, you know. Like
this is before before the Jews invented hand sanitizer.
But after the Muslims invented the airplane.
Hey.
Damn, that's the second bomb, and it's one for each tower.
Oh, what kind of truck was it?
Good question.
Why is that funny?
Solid seat.
Thanks, bud. Like
S10, what are we looking at here?
I feel like it was like a gold Ford. I just remember it was gold. It was like a beige.
Pickup?
Yeah.
Of course.
Damn.
He's in North Carolina.
He's in North Carolina. Every single person.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Beige anything. A beige car is like a white watch. Like you're a garbage person.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like every neighborhood in North Carolina is poor. Like even the good ones are poor.
Yeah, they're like super cheap.
Yeah. Like secretly poor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except the banks. There's a lot of banks down there. So there's a bunch of rich cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sign of poor neighborhoods, though, usually. When there's like an excess of banks. Like Bristol, Connecticut is not Bristol.
That's right.
New Brunswick and Bristol. They have a shitload of banks because it was like a booming town at one point, and everybody just like, There's no more industry. There's nothing to do here.
Nothing.
And then all the banks pull out.
Yep.
Man.
For one.
What the fuck is going on in here?
I have no idea. I really don't.
Like
I was
this?
Like, you know what? I have facts about like an excess of banks, and when the town becomes a shithole, the banks just become like sausages, like sausage places, like fucking like outdoor beer gardens.
Yeah.
That's why. Because it used to be a booming town. I should have just said that. When you see a lot of open air markets and sausage restaurants, that used to be a bank. And
are there
a lot of banks? Used to be successful. A town. A successful town. I'm dying. I'm smelling walnuts. I have a fucking tumor.
Doesn't Jason look like a combination of like coked out Andy Dick and Tom Green?
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick's good.
Probably the haircut.
You do kind of look like
Jim Brewer, 100%.
Ooh, Jim Brewer.
I get Marc Maron as well.
Oh,
really?
Jesus.
Sucks.
God. He's ugly shoes. Shit.
All these people are ugly. Guys, can you do me a favor here? Give me
I don't know why Shane's telling you you're beautiful. You're very average.
Ouch. Hey, buddy.
Nah, he wears like cool stuff. Jesus. He's not that average. He does like cool
Tommy's
stuff.
Tommy's beautiful. This guy isn't beautiful.
Wow.
Answer that, dude.
Tommy's beautiful. He's tall. How tall are you?
Yeah, he's 6'5".
He's 6'5". He does cool stuff.
But he doesn't play basketball. Cool. What's the point of being 6'5" if you don't play basketball?
You look like you mopped up the floor at a college basketball arena.
Yeah, hardly. You look like you...
Hardly. Legally, you did that.
Yeah, you snuck in at night.
He got halfway, there's a cat on my hood. I got to get out of here.
You're a fucking masochist, man. You was like, yo, I haven't gotten bashed enough yet. Let me just start coming at people.
No, I like that, though. I like he's coming with different energy.
Show is dying. We needed somebody to
talk. Right there. For sure.
We needed someone to talk some shit. You got something to say, bitch?
Just gonna be the token girl.
Hey, bitch. Black guys, what do you want? Huh?
Just more white women. Get more white women in the studio. Women. Is that what we're doing? Are we just going crazy?
Jesus Christ. Even the couch is bombing today. Couch is giggly.
It's a rare one.
What's the mood, guys? What do you think it is?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, people are laughing. I think it's going all right.
Yeah, this is good for a regular podcast. This is in our bottom.
I like
bottom
that. 10. I like that attitude.
Yeah, it is. That's
I
true.
Like that attitude.
Most podcasts suck.
Yeah.
I guess this is. We have an entertaining group of kids.
Yeah.
All around.
We got good kids.
Good kids.
Tommy's in his...
No.
Our kids. No one's even calling.
We stopped doing that.
The callers are bombing.
Yeah. Nobody even wants to sneak in the N-word anymore.
Hey, is that
something? No! Don't try to set that up save this fucking show.
Please don't set
it
up.
Well, now we know. Somebody calls him, they're like, ooh. I'm just setting the trap.
Hello, my name is Tom from Calabasas.
Yeah, when we first started, there was like 3 or 4 dudes that would just call in and be like, we want to tell you how much...
Pretty great.
Yeah. We love Skull. Like, you know, Shane like, what's up, bro? I love Skull too. And then he'd be like, yeah, now, actually.
Hey,
and you hear the twang in his voice, and it's Kentucky, it's not New York. And you're like, here it comes. Yeah. Boom.
Like it's Xbox Live or something. You know?
It really was.
Yeah.
Same energy. Like, rape. Like, oh, thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Do you want one?
I feel like maybe I need to.
Hey, dude.
Come on.
Are you guys excited for WrestleMania this weekend or anything?
Yo, I think I'm going to NXT.
Shane's gone.
I'm going to NXT tomorrow.
Damn, dude, that's fucking sick. No, it's on Friday.
Oh, I mean Friday.
That's sick, dude. At Barclays?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's a good pay-per-view. That's a good one. It's going to be sick. Is it your first wrestling event?
This is my first wrestling event.
Like live wrestling? And it's WWE?
Well, no. When I was a little kid, I went to Hershey.
Okay, yeah.
When
but this one's
kid.
Like TV.
This is a real one.
Yeah. WWF, though, right? Well, that was
same thing.
That was prior.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was on the cover of WWF Magazine in the crowd of Royal Rumble.
Sit in front of the mic and say that.
I mean, now we're talking.
Proud.
Now we're talking content.
Be fucking proud.
Now.
Hands up, holding the sign, and something for the Ultimate Warrior.
You remember the sign.
In Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah, it was a great day in my
life. What'd the sign say?
I don't remember specifically.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What? Man, that's awesome.
I wasn't a good speller.
Do you have a pick?
It probably wasn't.
It was ultimate with an A.
It just said ultimatum. Give me an option.
Help. A sign that's like, help.
He won. I think he won that Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that guy, Ultimate Warrior. I just watched Ultimate Warrior on Arsenio.
Yeah.
One of the sickest fucking...
No.
That's a Lenny Dykstra of wrestling.
Yeah. That guy was coked out.
That dude was fucking roided up and insane.
Him and Macho
all
Man
the time.
Are the fucking...
Yeah.
Best of all time.
Best of all time. Stone Cold.
Yeah. Well,
Stone Cold's the best.
Different generation. I agree with you.
That was my sweet spot. Attitude Era.
Yeah, me too.
And before that was like Captain Lou Albana and George the Animal Steel.
Yeah.
This dude had a green tongue and he would eat the turnbuckle after every match. He would chew the turnbuckle, eat all the fucking foam.
Oh, look at it. Look who called.
Was this pre or post Angry Mike?
Yeah. Get him on.
Oh, that's my man's.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy boy.
I've been talking to you for a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, because obviously you blow up phone calls. But I want to, here we go with the arguments.
You can't say stuff like a cunt and then act like there's not going to be a response. Nobody's blowing off phone calls. You haven't called.
No, Mike, you're exactly right. Tommy blows off phone calls.
And this is it's the same dynamic since show one.
Can I finish?
Yeah, hurry up, please, dildo.
Cunt and dildo, really? And
yes,
I'm the angry
combine
guy.
Them.
I'm taking away from that. I wanted to say that I really liked you on the Super Bowl commercial, man. I was taken back.
Oh. I feel like this is a trap. Thank you, Michael.
No, dude, I'm being nice. Don't be an asshole.
There it is.
And when did you invite Ted Danson on the end of the fucking day?
Thank you. Thank you. That's the kind of shit I need to hear. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. I appreciate that.
There you go.
It looks like cheers now that you have a beer.
He thinks it's insulting.
Hey, Mike, is he really angry? Is he all about that? I'm like, dude, man, fucking relax yourself. Would you cut your hair to look fucking pretty?
Yes, thank you, Mike. Why do you remember the last time I was on this show, you fucking loser? What have you been doing the last 6 months?
You fucking loser? Yes. Yeah, pal. You look at my portfolio, I'll bury you. You fucking
yeah, you're really spending that money wisely sitting at home on the phone at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Mike. Yeah. Anybody got any drugs?
Portfolio.
Anybody got any drugs around, man?
Yes, dude.
Shut the fuck up. Hey, do me a favor. Go date a black chick, will ya?
That's an upgrade. He can't.
Yeah. Black chicks are the best chicks.
Any of us?
Oh.
Go date anyone, dude. A living thing. Stop putting your dick in a rubber girl's mouth, okay? At least clean it out.
Listen, do you write this shit down to be funny, or are you just spontaneous?
Damn, Mike's giving you the
business.
I'm going to give you those lines.
You know what's sad?
I'm really funny guy.
He's
shut up.
Mike, you're fucking doing it, dude.
Yeah, you're funny, dude.
He's a village idiot. Sit there like, shut up. You're fucking trying to get a sitcom, you fucking Tanzan.
We almost had one. Thanks for bringing it up.
Okay, big guy. You're such a tough guy. Shut the fuck up.
Woo! You got a catchphrase, though. I appreciate that about you.
Hey, this is Sean.
Did you call me Sean?
How are you, man?
Damn it, Mike. I was supporting you.
Yeah, I'm asking you how you doing. Don't get fucking goddamn defensive like a 14-year-old, for fucking Christ's sake.
Man,
I'm doing well, and I appreciate it, man.
I haven't seen you in a while, man.
Yeah, I've just been,
working, I understand that.
Yeah.
You gotta be nice to Tommy, dumps on me. You got Ted Danson on the side, wannabe. And then, I'm talking to you. I've been going into the, what's a guys, on the couch, what's with the wrestling?
Yeah, they're gay.
What do you mean?
We like wrestling.
You're going to wrestling in 2 days.
Yeah, dude.
Call him out, Nate.
Fucking put
him in his place. I'm just going because it's free. I couldn't name one wrestler.
You guys do look like an episode of Cheers up there.
You look like an episode of The Wire.
Snide with
Mike. I got a laugh from Mike.
Wait, Mike, did you like Lemaire's or mine?
What?
Oh, God damn it.
This
right,
is Sean.
Enough.
Nobody wants to
thank
fucking
you, Mike.
Hear from
I appreciate
you.
The call.
I'm going to burp.
It's gone.
Thanks,
Mike came out swinging, though. You got to love that.
Yeah, he always does.
Every time he calls in, he just comes in just instantly swinging at everyone. What a fucking attitude. Yeah. What a great attitude.
It's positive.
To just call in.
That, though.
Yeah, that fucking jump-started it slightly.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that was a...
car almost turned over.
Yeah, it was a... yeah, the same. Just stuck in a snowbank
right
now.
We're trying to talk about it to get back to that
fucking freeze out here.
I'm so cold.
So cold. So cold.
Got those fucking Bud Lights. You got those Bud Lights in the back.
So cold.
There's no corn syrup in this shit, though. So
yeah, they've been fucking talking shit.
Nate, you've been quiet today.
Nah, y'all been having your own discussion. I'm just over here listening, trying, you know, talking about wrestling. Wrestling's not really my thing.
Yeah.
Being pretty is not really my thing. Don't peek over my shoulder, like over your shoulders like that at me, Gillis.
So why is it like a comedian thing? Like comics love wrestling.
Because it's like the same thing. Like, no, you travel a bunch for a little bit of money.
What the fuck are you talking about? They make a shitload of money.
No,
they don't make a shitload of money.
The performance aspect of it is kind of like they got to get pops. Like, I didn't know that until living with LaMare, but LaMare's put me on. It's a lot.
It's all about crowd control being a professional wrestler.
Like selling tickets?
Nah, dickhead. Like, no. I meant it, but I didn't mean it.
That's cool. I actually liked it.
We was watching something and
it was so smooth. He was like, nah, dickhead. I'm sorry. I forgot your name was Tommy. Anyway, WWE is wild.
But I was watching something with him and it was just like, you could see people bombing. Like they would slam somebody and then be like, yeah, get hyped. And the crowd would be like, nah, not enough.
Yeah, of course. They don't fucking know him.
No, it would be like, it was somebody important that you show me. I don't
You
got to
watch like indie wrestling is more like stand-up comedy.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To be in it?
No, go to like a fucking VFW
an event.
Hall where they pop up a ring.
100%. We went to, Shane and I went to. That was the first event I ever went to.
Casanova Valentine and watched him.
Oh,
yeah.
That was fun.
Did he wrestle in the ring or in the bar?
Zach and Miko in the bar.
That's the bar, dude.
Yeah.
Bar shit was crazy. Yeah. It was insane. But it's so intimate. It's like, that's the only time. Like, if I don't want to go see jazz in a fucking theater. Like, I want to see like a small, like right here, if I saw some dude like. You know?
I feel like the NXT is gonna be fun as fuck though.
No, NXT will be fun.
I'm going with Soder. He had tickets, so it'll probably be good seats.
Yeah,
because he's rich.
He's rich, but he still lives with dudes.
Yeah, he's
his roommates.
Yeah, Vecchio. I said the same. He lives with Vec. Yeah.
Yeah, Soder's like.
Soder's killing it.
Soder's
Vecchio came out of like a back bedroom. I was like. What's he doing over there? I thought it like he was coming out from a fridge. Just came out from a bedroom. Like, oh fuck, he's living here.
Saving money.
So
you mentioned good. Like you. Nah. Listen, let me tell you something.
Second I get a quarter of Soder's net worth,
I'm getting in the second bedroom, dog. I am living with you, dog.
Just a jacked wop coming out of the back.
Another jacked wop.
Just a jacked wop.
This is Vecchione's size. This is how big Vecchione is, though.
Oh.
Vex, my boy.
I don't know about that.
Vex, my boy.
He's listening.
He's like 5'8".
Yeah, he's definitely.
He's a little boy. Dude, you get 2 inches. You're 5'10", someone's 5'8", you're fucking huge. That's like Burke on me.
Vecchione's a fucking wrestler, though.
Oh,
he would run a train on all of us.
Yeah, he'd body. Always go with the wrestler.
Always.
He'd body the fuck out of me.
He would kill us.
Quick.
He would kill us.
Yeah.
Vecchione scares me.
Yeah, and his head, like, all of him is built like a fucking.
Yeah, he's just a little angry. He'll fucking get you.
Yeah.
And wrestling is like.
Yeah.
You can actually wrestle, not this fucking gay shit that.
Get out of here, dude. Kurt Angle's the best wrestler and pro wrestler of all time.
Dude, serious question.
Hot take, dude. I agree.
How many professional wrestlers in entertainment come from a foundation of legit, like, collegiate wrestling?
Was Brock Lesnar
a wrestler? Yeah, he was like D1. Brock Lesnar. Yeah. There's a couple. There's
that
about
dude's
like...
been known to fucking. He just slurps horse cum. That dude's been on steroids for a decade and a half, right? I mean, even UFC is like.
He was,
I think Goldberg played.
For the Atlanta Falcons.
Miami. Yeah.
Was he Miami? Goldberg?
That was The Rock.
The thing about wrestling now is that a lot of. People who were going to be professional athletes see that there's more money and longevity in wrestling. Like, you won't get your injuries can be more catastrophic, but you won't get CTE if you become a wrestler.
I don't think I've ever heard you hit a word with more than two syllables.
I'm talking about pro wrestling. I got to be smart now. but you don't get CTE. A lot of elite athletes are coming to pro wrestling because it's safer.
Didn't somebody die wrestling not that long ago?
He died because of Hart? Years of Owen wrestling.
Hart. Owen Hart killed his whole family.
Owen Hart.
No.
Himself.
No, that was Chris Benoit. They're making a movie about Chris Benoit.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Of course, they should. There's like 8 dead kids. That's a lot of good story.
Yeah. And then he hung himself on a Bowflex.
Do you know what it was?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's fucking incredible.
I had a Bible and a Bowflex.
No.
MacGyver to death.
God. Imagine his dad putting his dead body on the hood of a pickup truck, driving it to a cul-de-sac. I'm like, well, I gotta get rid of it.
For that dumpster.
Oh, man.
Damn.
God, I wonder how much longer it took just knowing how thick that dude's neck was.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lord.
Like, a day and a half. He's still eating.
The other day, like Randy Savage's neck. Yeah, time to get a meal.
How about this? Did you guys see Trump Daddy fucking killing it lately?
I'm sure every other show on this network is.
That's not news for Compound.
Yeah.
Trump? All right. This is it. Look, not very pro Trump.
We're not pro Trump at all.
I'm coming around.
Yeah?
I did have 3 Bud Lights, dude. That's usually it's usually about where it kicks in, where I'm like, you know what? It's time to talk Trump. No, he gave a speech about Cortez, AOC. He's just killing it, dude. Now that the fucking Russian collusion thing's gone, he's just out talking shit hard.
What's he saying?
He was like, yeah, some 29-year-old bartender came up with the Green New Deal. He's like, you believe that shit? He's like, I hope the Democrats don't kill it because I want to run against it. And honestly, if I lose to it, I deserve to lose. He's like, woo. Dude. And then he was like, I met the general, one of my generals that destroyed ISIS. When I met him, I was so happy. I wanted to like hug and kiss him. He's like, I felt like Joe Biden. It was like, holy shit, dude. This guy's just dropping.
He's not writing that. He's not writing these goodies.
Also,
you think he's got writers?
Yeah.
He's got writers.
Yeah.
He's retarded.
Not just
saying that. You got boots on the ground. You know, ISIS.
Boots on the ground.
ISIS is not destroyed.
Ears to the pavement.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Trump produces his own reality show, right? The Apprentice? Did he produce that himself?
If he just paid for it.
Probably said he did.
Because if he came back, he could definitely pay for some good writers.
You guys hear about that white lady trying to come back from ISIS?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know she was a honky.
You won't let her back?
I think she's a honky.
From Syria?
No, she wants to come back to like whatever country she's from because she's like, ISIS isn't the same as I thought it would be.
Yeah. <It's> like, she wants to come to the United
ISIS's
States.
Message changed.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, they don't cut off heads anymore. I'm not about this.
Yeah. They lost their touch.
What are they doing?
That's just the woman with a fetish. Like, who wants to feel, who loves being like misogyny.
You see a documentary? There's a really good documentary
ISIS,
on
old hipster leaves Brooklyn.
On the reality of the ISIS camps. So as soon as they get there, they're like dilapidated, like makeshift fucking blankets where they sleep in the fucking desert.
It's got to be a real bummer.
Real bummer.
Be like, I'm going to join the caliphate. Yeah. This is going to be fucking
some
sick.
Dude just walks over. He's like, I'll take that one. And then they call your husband, like, we'll tell him to get over here or bring us money. It's a fucking real racket.
Well, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God we have Trump. To destroy ISIS.
You can say it with a straight face.
Yeah, yeah.
You're pandering for those followers.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, it's not going to matter.
No, I'm not. I think we can all agree he is funny. Without a doubt.
No, dude's hilarious.
We can all agree he is funny.
I don't fuck with the dude. I got to say that first because I'm black. But the...
We see you.
Whatever, dude. Let me say my fucking thing, Shane. Anyway, when he was arguing with that CNN reporter and the CNN kept going back and forth and he had to like step away from the podium like he was going to smack the shit out of him. That was amazing. Just like if Obama would have done that, that would have been like, that's my dude. It's just I can't feel that way when I see Trump do it.
Yeah, of course.
Did you get possessed by a ghost?
This guy who bought the skull.
Oh,
Brady, what up, bro?
Hey boy.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you guys tonight?
Thought you were gonna come in, man.
I'm pretty stacked with work.
You lucked out.
I didn't have the time to come in.
You lucked out. This is a real fucking dud.
It's not going terribly.
Thank you, bud.
I didn't know you were going to be on the Compound, Comedians of the Compound show, Shane. You did pretty good. It was the first time I got to see you do
stand-up. Pretty good?
Really enjoyed it.
Just pretty good.
Fucking average-ass gills.
Where was it?
West Side Comedy Club. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You want it?
The first goddamn Gino, but oh well.
Yeah,
Gino. Oh, wait, what?
Gino.
Oh, tell us what happened to Gino.
Gino
broke 2 fucking mics. He was berating the audience. He kept fucking repeating jokes. It was beautiful.
No.
Greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
See, that's the kind of shit I would, like, I'd want to see if I was in the crowd.
Trust me.
Yeah. Not as a, not as a comic that was performing, and not as an audience member. If I was a comic that was, like, just stopping by, that's what I want
to
see.
Oh, no, that was fun to watch. It was fun to watch an alcoholic just be like, you guys want Holocaust jokes? And he repeated the same one twice.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Two of them twice.
So brutal. Did you enjoy it? Was it a good show?
Oh yeah, it was great. It was the first time I got to see one of those shows like that, so I really enjoyed it.
Except for the host.
Good. Brian.
Brian McCarthy, is that his name? Good.
Yeah,
God.
Brian McCarthy. The blind guy from Burning Bridges.
He would just go on and tell these stories that were like 5 fucking minutes long in between every comic.
Who was he? Gino was supposed to host, but he was so fucking blacked out that Gino couldn't even fucking walk.
Yeah.
Nobody even knew he was going to show up, and then he just showed up out of nowhere.
It was a real shit show. But, obviously it was. You know, with this group, comedians of Compound, obviously it's going to be a fucking dog shit.
Dude, I love hearing this.
Was it all white guys?
It had to be.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It had to be.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Wait, no. It had to be.
I felt comfortable.
I felt comfortable too.
Yeah. I left my wallet on the table. It was great.
Damn, Brady coming in with that heat.
Brady dropping it.
All right, gents, I got to get back to work. But thank you. Thanks again, Shane.
Yo, thank you, bro.
Later, Brady.
Damn, he got you that.
I mean, that peach skull, baby.
He's local.
Nice. Colorado,
yeah, it's real local. Right in the middle.
It's not like that's just where he's repping from, and then he works around here. If you saw the comedy
I think
show.
He's just been out here for a week or two.
How did he see the show?
He was there.
It was like 2 days ago.
Brady lives in Colorado?
Yeah.
Get him to mail y'all weed a day. I'm coming.
Weed?
I just said that so he could hear it. Like, that's really what that's about.
Well, Nate, you know how, like... You
know, wait, can I not say that? I mean, mail me, like, to my... All right, forget it. I would just really want drugs.
Say yes.
Just really want drugs.
You know what sucks? I got to go fucking... Right after this, I got to go to a spot that will definitely suck.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like
staring down that barrel, huh?
I'm just thinking about another bomb.
He's going to...
I got to go bomb again. I got to get on a train to go bomb again.
He's going to Dangerfield.
Where are you going, Brooklyn?
I'm going to Dangerfields tonight, which I think on a Wednesday night will be empty. Most clubs at this time are empty.
I can't believe that place is still open.
I know. That's the response. But
this will be my first time performing there. I've heard it's not.
I've never set foot in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't. Have you?
Yes.
They have a cool piano on the stage.
They have a cool piano on the stage?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got that going.
Yeah.
Something.
You can play some piano.
Yeah, I know how to play a couple of fucking tunes.
Piano Man, by chance.
This is going to be going fucking nuts, dude. And then I'm going to go, Trump. This is how we do it.
Hey,
this is how we do it. This is a fucking great show.
Yeah.
Everybody who says this show sucks is fucking gay, dude. Black dudes.
Is there a Bet DSI read?
No.
No.
God damn it.
No, there hasn't been any reads in a while. Not just us, most of them.
You guys see the video on the internet of the Cardinal who got high? Dorian put this video on my life. This guy got this bird. He gave this bird like a blunt, and the bird just gets crazy high.
I think I might have texted it to Shane. I don't know if I think it was the day we found it. Like, no, I just said it to like
everybody. Dorian, every time you start to talk, I just look for a locker that I can fucking slam you in.
Yo, Dorian, you got jacked lately, dude. Don't let him talk to you like that.
Let me see.
We're doing pull-ups, dude.
Pop
that top off.
Take that shirt off. Let me see. I bet he's like Gerben. I bet he's got
face first and just was like, Gerben's got secret muscles. And saw your chest and was like,
Dorian, dude.
Dorian, let me see that shit, dude. Let me see what you're working with.
What, you want me to fucking take off my shirt?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Dorian's built for war, dude. Dorian's built for war.
Look how confident he is. He's been waiting for
this. I've been working out.
He's been waiting for this. Somebody to ask him.
Oh, of course he's just
ready for it.
Oh, keep it off, dude. Yeah, keep that flex going.
No, dude, keep it off.
Tommy's going to want this shirt.
You got that got that second layer like you have to change oil after this. I do want the Philly.
No, I know. I actually have it. I always forget to fucking bring it. I have it folded up at the house.
Yeah, well, figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is a good one.
We're rounding that. We're coming down the stretch. We're almost there.
I do have a question, Shane. How long did it take of putting Skol in before? Like, did you ever get the vomit feeling from it? Or
yeah, but that was, you know, it was.
It goes away. That
freshman
away
year of high school.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez.
Been doing it straight like, since then.
All day, baby.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I think my cousin Frankie's onto something. I think mouth cancer is bullshit. And cue this up at my memorial.
Be a photo of you looking like Roger Ebert with no lower jaw.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that brutal, like shoving it down someone's throat. Like if you catch someone smoking, like your son, and you're like, smoke the whole pack, you won't do it again. My brother made me do a dip when I was in sixth grade, and I threw up, never touched it again.
Really?
All through baseball, too. I played baseball for years, and all my buddies were like, you know, it's like someone saying, finish, you know, 340s, and you're just, I'm gonna shit out every orifice of my body. I'm not going to drink beer anymore.
Unless you're Nader LeMaire.
It's true.
Because they drink 40s.
Who?
Nigga, I'm fucking refined. I don't drink 40s. I drink Hennessy Black.
Yeah. I guessed it. That was an easy one.
Did you say that? Did
I
you
said Hennessy. Yeah.
All right.
The same time. That's why I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Hennessy. I'm refined. Guaranteed Hennessy. It's a black guy. Guaranteed Hennessy.
I do drink 40s. That's why I'm not angry.
You should, dude.
Yeah.
You're young, too.
Garbage, right? Though, LeMaire.
How old are you?
28.
It's 28.
You're 28?
Still drinking 40.
28, yeah.
Damn. I was supposed to say 23.
Was it supposed to say 23?
Huh?
Was it supposed to say 23?
No, you look very young.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Yeah.
Not healthy, he said.
Yeah, you're going to die by the time you look 25. No. But
I didn't expect to hear healthy. I didn't expect that one.
28 is shocking you made it this far.
Especially being black and from Detroit. I thought 21 was my limit.
But you're barely from Detroit. No, you bring that up consistently, but you're from like the most central part of Pennsylvania.
It's like equal now.
What?
How old were you when you moved out of Detroit?
I was 14.
All right, so shut up. Shut up about Detroit.
All right. He still had a couple years. I didn't think you were going to stay that long.
Nah, you're a Central PA kid.
I'm fucking Amish as fuck.
Yeah, dude, you're Amish.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. What? Was that your Amish impression? Let me hear that again.
Don't they talk like that? Aren't they like hello? Aren't they like Dutch? Aren't they like
that's a regular hello?
Yeah, hello. That's all that was.
It wasn't hello. Like different. It didn't sound hello? Different to anybody.
You went hello.
Yeah, he's like, oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Man.
I'm Amish.
Damn, dude.
When we were driving past
awkward night.
When we were driving back from Ohio to Philly, we passed by LeMaire's grandma's place, and he just pointed to a field and go, "That's where I saw the Klan."
You saw the Klan out in Lancaster?
No, I live in a town outside of Lancaster.
Which town?
It's called Acklin.
Acklin?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't grow up in Acklin and claim Detroit.
I'm not fucking around. How did you get there?
That's where my grandma lives.
Why?
Because she's from PA. I don't know.
But why did she go out?
Acklin's got to be cheap to live in.
Definitely.
Wait, but
she lives in like a big white house.
That's a good 2 hours from Philly, though, right? Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, there's other cheaper places close to like where people do things.
Yeah, but I don't.
She's a grandma,
nice
dude.
Yeah, she's not trying to get dick.
You think grandmas aren't trying to get dick?
Yeah, right.
Grandmas try to get dick consistently.
City grandma.
Shane learned months ago. Take 2 months ago that you can come.
I didn't know my dad.
An older man.
But I didn't know my dad.
I thought he was fucking with me. He's
swear to God, I thought you stopped coming.
He didn't know old men have sex.
I didn't know you
want to have sex.
Then again, that is crazy because I saw I've definitely seen old dudes in porn.
Yeah,
I've definitely seen like old dudes.
And just because they weren't your dad, you're like, I don't know what's going on with this.
Yeah,
this
you know what's real? Crazy? And you'd think I would have put a lot of time into it. Never really thought of my dad coming.
Okay. How about your mom?
I don't think she comes.
Never. Well, that's sad for your dad. Like, that's
it's a good Gillis tradition. Dude, keep the women cumless. You hit them if they even fucking mention it. All right? You don't know how good you got it, lady. Talk to me about coming. I do the coming around here. It's a cum-free house. You want to talk cum?
Oh, man.
Get the casserole. Get it ready.
I'll come in it.
Our cumless kids are coming in. We're going to eat dinner and then not come.
Well, we did it.
Wow.
We hit nine.
Boy, we hit nine. And we... Yeah, could you get footage of a somebody finishing a marathon and shitting themselves? Because that's what this episode was. Just
bloody nipples.
Just dead legs crossing the finish line.
I want to see footage of... someone finishing inside of Angry Mike.
That's what I want. Yeah, Angry Mike taking cum?
Yeah, taking it.
Man.
I would like that.
Angry Mike got some real estate up there.
I didn't say that.
Just a pulsating cream pie in Angry Mike's butt.
Anywhere, really, for him.
True. Dad, if you're listening, will you titty fuck Angry Mike? Hey, Dad, if you're listening, will you titty fuck Angry Mike?
What's your dad built like?
He's built just like an old Shane.
Yeah, yeah. Like.
Nah, my dad was taller, my dad was much more fit and strong.
How's he built now? He's like older. He's like 60,
he's a geezer.
65.
He's a geezer, but he's still got the arms, which is funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's not. That's how my pop.
Funny to see his arms still like. Yeah.
My dad is starting to get that hunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has. He looks like when he. He goes over his ball like in a golf course.
Yes.
He goes to drive and it's like his.
You back see his curved back.
Yeah, like a question mark. But he still acts like he's tough.
Sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
My dad definitely still thinks he's tough, and it's finally to a point where I definitely would fuck him up.
Yeah. No, for sure. But he won't let you know that.
Not in like maybe boxing. No, I would definitely beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All I would have to do is tackle him. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That you just go fuck your dad.
There's
up
a fucking cat on your car hood.
Say, Dad, look over there. Blacks.
What?
Bang. And then I'll say no. Damn. No more coming.
Top off our 10 bomb ratio. Guys, thank you. You have anything?
You guys want to plug? I wouldn't plug anything on this one.
We got Pet Shop next Wednesday.
Has that worked once?
Yeah, Pet Shop is a fuck. Is
no,
like
no,
the
no.
Hottest,
I mean, has
no,
one person been
shop,
like, I
shut
heard
the
you
fuck up? I'm trying to plug my shit. Pet Shop is the hottest show in Jersey City.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Really, it is.
Yes,
I believe
is.
You, but I'm saying has at one point
yeah,
has one person
with
been
make
like
America great again? Hats every time they're like, I saw you on Compound. You
has one person dude. Ever said I saw you on Compound and now I'm at
almost
Pet
Shop. Everybody who comes is exclusively Compound people. Jersey City is a very Compound friendly.
Are you being serious?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
No,
it is. Never. I just got
right?
The reason I'm asking is
because
I know the answer.
Because of how well he pulled it off.
Exactly. You got to say it confidently. People think it's a safe space for racists, and then you come, and then it's just me like, fuck Whitey. Yeah. No.
Damn. I didn't know how much Lemaire hated whites.
Neither one of us hate whites. We
both of you guys hate
it's
whites.
It's just fun to say fuck Whitey.
Lemaire,
just
you
like
got anything to plug other than
when
the
fact
that you hate whites?
It's just fun.
I agree with you, Nate.
No, I'm with Nate Pet Shop next Tuesday. Wednesday.
Pet Shop next Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Pet Shop, everybody. Google Pet Shop next
Jersey
Wednesday
City.
And see if you can find what the fuck. See if you can find what they're talking about. You won't.
I feel like you
find
will.
What they just said.
I feel
you
like you
Googled
might.
Googled Pet Shop. No. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the dopest show in Jersey City.
Is it?
Just let it be a hot
Jersey
show.
City.
Where is it?
Why are you
it's at the number one bar in Jersey City.
What's
Pet
it called?
Shop. Pet Shop.
Oh, it's the bar is called
the bar
Pet
is
Shop.
Called Pet Shop.
All right, great.
God damn,
damn
it. Pussy
Shane.
Boy.
Go there.
Damn. Fuck, dog.
I'm trying to make $6 in comedy.
Why are you
guys
mad at me?
This guy makes it and doesn't let anybody else make a couple bucks in comedy.
Yeah,
because you're beating him up. They're just trying to talk.
Look, unlike you guys, I don't fucking take a loss well. This is the fucking post-game press conference where we're like, how do you feel about the game today? The game
don't
sucked.
Beat him up. He wasn't
he
starting.
Stunk.
We started.
The offense stunk.
These guys are fucking,
defense
they're
stunk.
In the bullpen.
Special teams stunk.
I didn't even
coaching,
get in the game, baby.
Coaching stunk.
Coaching
stunk.
Yeah, yeah.
So we gotta start at the fucking top and work
you know
our way
start
down.
Start over.
Yeah, bam, 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 bam. John Rocker was right. Dorian, plug something.
Abby Rosenquist is headlining this Friday at Victoria Freehouse, Philly. It's Front and Market, Victoria Freehouse.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Dorian. Yeah. Look how like calm and gentle he is.
Gentle man.
Yeah. He's not even looking at us.
Classic Cholo.
Yeah. Yeah, I refuse to make eye contact.
What about you? You got anything to plug?
Hey, Angry Mike, find me.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
At Eat, Pray, Jason. Let's talk on the internet. You're a fucking safe space.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, man.
And you take good. I see your pictures. They are very good. You are
gives
good
a
at
shit.
That. All right, yeah, sorry. So, I'm not trying to fuck. I was genuinely.
Great point. Great answer.
I was genuinely trying to be nice. You know it what? Seems like I was being a more. Cunt, but
Combo,
for real.
Find my website. Nate Marshall. Tell me I stink on YouTube.
I like that.
It'll be great.
I like it. Fuck, I have things to plug, but I don't feel like looking at my phone to find out. Suck my dick if you watch this.
Fuck Shane Gillis.
Yeah!